Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Guys, if you are listening to this right now, that means we launched a Patreon.
Hooray! Yay!
We did it. We got off of our asses and we did it. So head on over to patreon.com, find the Judgies Pod on there. We have bonus content, exclusive content, ad-free episodes, bunch of fun perks and for us three jerks.
Boo. If there's something that you want on there that's not on there, let us know.
We will literally do anything for cash right now.
Anything.
So, guys, go and support us if you want. And if not, enjoy this episode.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, NBs, girls, and boys, ranked in order of importance. Back to the Judgy's Place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the Judgies.
Guys, welcome back. I'm sure you've noticed I am wearing an NFL jersey because when this comes out, it'll be the first opening week of the NFL season.
Whoa.
And really, this is a big, like, see, I can see that face Eric is making. This is done at the behest of Christian.
Who fucking cares about the NFL?
Unbeknownst to him. Because I've been getting so many comments that I'm hot and he's not.
Ooh.
And so now everybody who follows us will say, you are no longer hot, Josh, because you support concussions and CTE and, like, murdering your spouses after 20 years of play.
That's not how thinking people hot and is now hot works.
And then now the default will go to Christian because they can't find me hot.
First of all, I'm the default hot, okay? It's me first. True.
Okay.
Secondly, it's Christian.
Okay.
Thirdly, it's you.
Well, now there's going to be no comments about me. Because you can't support, and like if you think, oh, but the NFL's fine, I'm also a Colts fan. So
wait, are we talking about the viewers' opinions? Yes. Oh, I was just talking about my opinions.
This should not have changed your opinion. Your ranking should
actually
not have changed.
Yours goes lower now.
That makes sense.
With the jersey now, Aurora's one step higher than you.
You do have a fourth. You made a fourth slot that wasn't there before.
Yeah.
Speaking of fourth slot, how does Zach Pascal look this year? Huh?
Ugh, can Dude. We not talk about football?
Guys,
he's almost looking as good as this review I got in.
Leave your reviews, Apple Podcasts.
What a transition, honey.
We were charting all week this week.
Charting so goddamn hard,
insane.
Guys.
Pretty proud of us.
So leave your reviews, Apple Podcast reviews, and we'll chart even harder.
Is it only Apple that matters?
Yeah.
Apple is where like leaving reviews and listening matters. Spotify, I believe, is just listening.
Cool.
We're also charting on the Spotify list,
that is
guys.
True.
Hell
that is
yeah.
True.
Number 16 comedy podcast. Whoop, 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 whoop.
16 in terms of like just the country?
Yeah.
US. Yeah, we don't care about other countries.
Also just insane.
We were like 6 in Sweden or something.
Yeah, there's some weird small countries where we're just insanely high for no reason. But here's the first review from iStocks. Whoop. Just doing my part to boost Christian's serotonin. Great podcast. The dynamic between you guys is relatable and hilarious. And like, yeah, it is.
You got it.
Hell yeah.
Erica just gave him the up down. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I was looking for the bottle cap that I put in his shirt pocket earlier.
A little surprise for the viewers.
I was wondering if it looked like his nipple, but it didn't.
And I should mention, I got a couple reviews today. I took Erica's Thunder. Second review here is from Maggie Smith.
Smith? T-H or F?
F-F.
Okay, just want to make sure.
You know, like John Smith from Funhouse claim to fame?
No. I was thinking more like Maggie Smith.
Who's that?
Who's that? It sounds very familiar.
Professor McGonagall?
Oh.
Was that a word? What?
Do you think she's the one that wrote this review?
You don't know who Maggie Smith is.
From what?
From Hogwarts. She's Professor McGonagall.
No, I've never seen Harry Potter.
Well, you know what? Just like Harry Potter, this podcast be bussin'. For real, for real. I found the podcast in TikTok and have been binging it. After this week's episode, I texted my husband lip by lip, and he responded with, "Have you been reading your psych material at work again?" 12 out of 10. I love Erica, Josh, and Christian.
In that order?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to read this last line now. Blank is my favorite, though. Keep judging.
Okay, yeah. That Maggie Smith looks familiar.
It was Erica. Erica is her favorite.
I know. Everybody's favorite.
Final one for me.
Wait, whoa, hold on. You got three?
The Chizzy Wizzy. This podcast makes me fart.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Chizzy Wizzy. This podcast is so funny. I listened to the podcast while falling asleep and started laughing, but my laugh is really loud. So I tried to hold it in because I didn't want to wake my friend who was in another room, but that made me rip an incredibly loud and epic fart that ended up waking up anyways. And then he told all of our friends, but then I was able to tell all of them how good the podcast is.
Hey,
so
I'll pay him back.
Always be plugging.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much for farting and alerting your friends about our podcast.
All right, I got two great reviews.
This is getting out of hand.
This one is from Alden Harrell. It's a very like
Hogwartsian name.
Yeah, very professorial.
That's a new word.
What a fun couple of friends. 5 stars. Love listening to fun stories these guys have. Really great chemistry between Jen and Sierra. It's Jerry and Sierra. Awesome. Super funny and engaging. And what a great name, a podcast name too. Oh, wait, this isn't a review for Ladies and Tangents? Wait, what are their names? John and Christopher and Aaron? Yeah, I guess they're okay.
Honestly, call me John, baby.
No.
Okay.
You can call me Aaron, though. That's what everybody guesses my name is.
Just like in our comments?
No, like literally when I'm like, guess what my name is? No. They all say Aaron.
You look like an Aaron?
I guess.
Yeah, you definitely look like an Aaron.
Call me Aaron.
Do I look like a John Aaron of the Vale?
No.
Good.
This one is from It's Eliana, not Elena. Listening to this may call for CPR. 5 stars. I discovered you on TikTok and started binging your episodes. I listen at work. It really helps me get through a lot of the boring tasks, and you guys brighten my day. I usually don't write reviews, but today I almost passed out trying to stifle laughter from something Christian? Question mark? Said in the episode Ignorant Man.
Probably wasn't him.
Probably wasn't him. It was probably me.
I mean, it's something super funny, so it probably was me.
I love how even though they judge people, they really aren't harsh and they don't shame anybody. Are you sure about that?
Unless they are male fronting, then we definitely shame them.
They seem really level-headed, and I love the natural, genuine banter. All in all, this is a great podcast, and you guys are some of my favorite hosts. 10 out of 10. P.S. You do talk over each other, but the guys talk over Erica way more. That's the only reason, that last little bit, that's the only reason I read this.
Yeah, so the rest of your viewer was shit, but she just really wanted to prove a point.
I read this one.
Okay.
You're correct. I do get talked over quite a bit.
It's only happened once so far in this episode.
Christian's giving a mental toll. Are you happy, Erica, that we're all just going to be calculators over here just abacusing it up in our minds?
Abacusing?
It's a verb. It's a linking verb.
I also want to let them know that...
Abacusing is when you make out with Swedish pop bands. Continue.
I fucking hate you. This actually completely lines up with what I'm about to say. He was talking about genuine banter. It's not genuine. It's actually like pulling fucking nails dealing with Josh's bullshit.
Yep. Yep. Can confirm.
Okay. Ready for my review?
No.
Okay. You guys ready for the first story?
No.
No, I want a review, actually.
Okay. We're ready for the review now? Cool. This is from Aurora's brother.
Which one?
The eldest, Jonah. Not of the whale fame. Hey, boys and girl. Me a listener, man, and I do love the chup. My favorite condom is Hun Must, if I must say. But you guys really put the chup in Frylark this episode, if you know what I'm saying. Next time me and the babes go to Bruh and order Mimi's, I'll be sure to ask for extra chup in my Blue Mar before slurping that fart bottle down. Thanks for the laughs, the cries, the tears, and the fries. Always a quality pod from a quality group. Not sure where I can rate you, Apple Podcast guys, but here's a 5 stars for you.
Listen, thanks. I don't know what you're saying, and I don't know what you mean, but I like it nonetheless.
I think thank you.
I mean,
there was so much of our like jargon in there, I couldn't even follow it.
Honestly, that's all I want from a podcast.
I mean, do you put chup in a Bloody Mary in a blow-mo?
No,
said it on the thing that we can get a blow-mo that has like a burger on it.
Okay.
You can.
And then put chup on that.
Put chup on the burger.
A little drop of chup falls on your blow-mo.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not in the blow-mo.
Okay.
I don't like a blow-mo. First of all, it'd be like a blow-mo. Bloody Mary,
no.
Blomo.
Blomo. We had somebody come at us in the comments trying to say it's a Mimo. It's not a Mimo. It's a Mimi. It's a Blomo.
What's a... Oh,
it's Mimosa. A Mimosa. No, but it's a Mimi. Also, guys, I am going to start banning and blocking people from our comment section that's funnier than us, so please don't be funnier than us. But somebody commented, I like... which, of course, is short for ranch. And fucking got us. But yeah, that's your last fucking warning. Never fucking comment that funny shit. Definitely don't comment right now on the YouTube video.
One of our Instagram comments on the picture that I posted of us at the wedding.
Oh my god. Guys, stop coming for me. I can't help that I'm average height. We were standing on an incline and Erica's wearing 4-inch heels.
Sure.
Continue.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
And it hit me right in the 4-inch feels.
Boo. But whoever that girl was,
that's so funny.
Her comments were just fucking.
She said, I can't believe Josh is actually that short. Like, I'm not that short. I'm average height. Somebody else on Twitter fucking called me the ultimate piss baby.
Nikki. Yeah. Her name was Nikki. Nikki.
Oh my goodness. I just got lambasted this week, which is fine because I can take it.
Oh, we got one.
Lambasted. Good word.
We got one final secret review here. It's from Y Limea. And the title of the review, Piss Babies. Context of the review, just a period. They just want to let us know.
Was it five stars? Babies.
5 stars.
Oh, wow. Fuck yeah.
Christian's sneaking in a
the ultimate
review.
Piss baby.
All right, guys, let's get into the stories. Of course, if you're a new listener here, we don't just read stories/reviews about how I'm a piss baby. Mm. We also read stories about how other people are piss babies.
Okay.
Off of the internet. And sometimes
you really be pissing.
Really do be pissing that baby.
Guys, let's
baby in that piss. That's like when you don't want to drink the piss, so you sort of baby it all night.
No. I would rather you baby a piss rather than piss a baby. Yeah,
pissing a baby sounds very painful. Okay, are we ready? This was a screenshot that I took, and it has now since been deleted, which makes me a sleuth of myself. r/ relationship advice. I lied about my boobs being natural. My boyfriend found out, and he's now disappointed in me.
I'll get a little more cleavage out.
Well, the mic is blocking and you can't see
it. Erica, they think you're hot enough. You don't need more cleavage out. I do.
I've always been insecure because of my breast size. I envied my older sister for having huge boobs, and I feel inferior and less feminine. When I landed my first job, I started to save money to get breast implants, and after 2 years, I finally got them. I went from a B to a D. My boyfriend, Luke 35, was an old friend of mine. We used to play together when we were little before our family relocated. I met him 2 years ago when we became friendly again, and a month later when we started dating. I've had boyfriends before, but Luke is different. He always makes me feel special. He treats me well and always compliments me.
I'm feeling a butt.
He said he's so happy that we met again, and he's so proud to have a, quote, smart and beautiful girlfriend. I never told Luke I had breast augmentation, as I thought it's not important.
It's not.
When the pandemic hit, he and I decided to move in together. We haven't had sex yet, so it made moving in together much more exciting.
Ooh.
To make the long story short, on our first night, Luke found out that my breasts aren't natural. His facial expression changed, and he asked me why I didn't tell him that, quote, those are fake.
Why does it matter, you fucking idiot?
I said I didn't think he would care and that fake or real doesn't change anything. He said I made an idiot out of him by not correcting him whenever he compliments my natural beauty. He said it's not even about the boobs, but it's the fact that I deliberately lied to him by not telling him everything. We had a fight that night. He ended up sleeping on the couch. We did make up after I apologized to him for not telling him about my implants, but things aren't the same anymore. There's your butt. He doesn't compliment me anymore, and whenever we have sex, he doesn't seem to enjoy my breasts like a normal sexual partner would.
This dude's... You're whack.
I love Luke, and I want our relationship to work, but the way he treats me now, I think it's better for us to just break up. Please tell me what to do.
Break up with
break
him.
Break up. Yeah, I mean, when... You really should have stopped me when I went, your va-va-voons make you go, humana, 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 ooga, ooga, abra-ba-ba-ba-ba. Stomp, 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 stomp. You should really stop them there, I guess. This is what his opinion was, right?
Yeah, because it's kind of a line of omission at that point. If you go full Wile E. Coyote on their tits, then you have to let them know that they're fake.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know how you cannot talk about that. Like, I feel like, first of all, if I could get a boob job tomorrow, listen, that judgy's money is going straight to my tits, okay?
Really, it's going straight to my head. I don't know what's going on with you.
I'm getting a BBL, so.
It's going straight to my tits, and I will tell everyone. First of all, well, I guess second of all, boobs are great.
Yeah, all boobs are cool.
Boobs are just fantastic. Why?
Luke's a fucking dumbass.
Luke's dumb. Boobs are cool.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all I got. Boobs are
just
cool.
Just boobs are cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Title of the episode, boobs are cool.
Erica 2024, boobs are cool.
That's my platform, boobs are cool.
That's your breast size, 2024. It's not. They're lopsided.
They are. That is the number one reason I would get a boob job is because they're not the same. That's what I want. I want same boob. I want same boob.
It's a fucking palindrome. Give me the same size at least.
Yeah, I really only need one augmented. You know, just like fill the one out.
Oh, you want to fill it, not bring the other one down? Really?
A little
down
pick.
No, I'm not going to take away. I ain't got much to give. But like, I just want them to be the same.
To give a little bit of like, maybe it's not as bad as she thinks. To be fair, they hadn't had sex prior to this point anyway. So when she says like, he's just not as interested in my boobs.
But that does not
partner,
mean that he has not seen her boobs.
That's true. I guess.
But he never got to feel them.
But
that does not mean that.
The sentence.
You can feel boobs without having sex.
Huh? Somebody should have told me this before. I've been courting and getting
to. I could have felt so many boobs.
The Bible says. That's like the one thing where she's like, he doesn't seem as interested in boobs as a normal sexual partner would. It's like.
Not everybody's a boob
guy.
Yeah,
maybe
or
he
girl.
Just isn't. Although he clearly or is NB. If he's this upset with.
Yeah. And I think this lines up with the theory of like boob guys are like conservatives. Unfortunately, this lines up. I mean, I don't agree with boob guys are conservatives.
I do.
Say, I'm a boob guy, and boob I feel guy. Like I'm not a. I'm definitely not a conservative. Excuse you, Joshua. I'm going to need you to explain yourself.
I don't think you're a boob guy.
Just asses are for the people, is what he's trying to say.
That's fair, but boobs are better to look at.
I disagree.
So you're an ass man?
Sometimes.
Do you not have a preference?
Well, wishy-washy here, Josh.
I just would rather not.
Fence sitter?
Cause you got
that's what it is. I'm a big fence guy, is the thing.
You got a big titty goth girlfriend.
Oh my god, not on the podcast.
And you got
Erica.
Just the fucking
but she got no booty.
She got no booty?
Well, she doesn't have, like, comparatively. She got Erica, bigger boobs than a bigger butt. I need Aurora to get on the pod right now.
There is an edit on this very short that says, last time we saw each other was when we were still little. She was 10. So there was a large gap there. So it's not like he could have seen her when she was, like, 20 and, like, had B-sized breasts and then now didn't notice the giant change. So people are
it's
asking
it's really
that.
Not that big of a change.
Not isn't. No, correct.
It really isn't.
So...
Luke, you're a coward.
Luke, you're correct. An absolute freaking coward.
Leia, break up with him.
Nice. I mean, kind of gross, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, in the first movie.
We were friends growing up, kind of, and then, like, Yeah, like our uncle sort of introduced us. He said we were close since we were little.
I would just tell her, find someone that does say hamana, 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 awooga, awooga.
Yeah.
And then, like, stomps on the floor a couple times when they
Christian's
do see your breath.
Never said that about me.
I say it every time.
You literally don't.
We all know Christian's bad at communicating, Erica.
It's happening in my head. I'm playing the scene from, I don't know, is it?
Roadrunner?
No, it's not Roadrunner.
Or Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I was going to say, I think it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit that has it.
Whenever mm-hmm. Jessica Rabbit comes in.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, ready for the next one?
Jessica Rabbit's got like triple E cups, okay?
Just that, so you know. That actually was very important information.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next story, Josh.
All right. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
This is on Reddit. Am I the asshole for refusing to drive my girlfriend anywhere, or forcing her to stop her hobby?
I mean, how cool is the hobby?
How cool is his car?
Honda Civic. Her hobby is getting breast implants.
Well, you should probably just keep driving her if that's what she wants to do.
Just every week getting a slight increase. My 30 male girlfriend, 30 female, cannot drive. She did lessons over 3 years ago, hates driving, and refuses to drive.
It's stressful. I get that.
She never took her test, so she doesn't have a driver's license. During COVID, she decided to stop working, and I mentioned to her that it would be good for her to use that time to practice driving and do her test, since where we live, there isn't a ton of public transport, and asked her to let me know when she wanted to practice. After 6 months, where she never asked me to practice, I started pushing her to do some driving, and we started going. She would have a panic attack every time a car was behind her and had forgotten loads of rules of the road. She wasn't braking before getting to a roundabout, and whenever I said to her to brake, she'd get angry. So I told her it'd be better to reach out to a professional and do more lessons and offer to pay for it. She never did, and when I asked her about it, it would cause issues, so I stopped. When she started looking for a job, she had to accept the only job that was easy to reach with our public transport. After getting the job, she told me she'd never drive, and I told her that was okay, but I would not be driving her places anymore because she had years to start driving and chose not to. She now registered for dance classes, which has been her hobby since forever, but the classes are 15 to 20 minutes away by car. I asked her how she was going to get there, and she said she'd need me to drive her. I refuse to drive 15 to 20 minutes there and back and have to repeat that an hour later, 3 times a week. It screws up my evening, and I did it pre-COVID because I was under the impression it was temporary, but I will not be doing it forever. When I told her this, she said that she didn't think I was serious about her driving and that it was controlling to force her to drive when she didn't want to and when it made her anxious, and that it was even worse to force her to quit her hobby. I can understand anxiousness, but I've been driving her back and forth for places for the 4 years we've been together and cannot keep doing this. If I keep doing it, she has no incentive to drive. So am I the asshole?
This is a difficult one, I feel like.
Is it?
Like, the way he's saying stuff, he sounds like an asshole, but yeah. Like, also it is just like impeding his life. Like,
I definitely get where he's coming from.
He can't have any kind of plans, or they have to revolve entirely around her schedule.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair, but it's the way he keeps, like, you just need to get over your anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just fucking do that.
That sounds really familiar.
It worked with Erica.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker.
My anxiety was talking on podcasts, so.
First of all, it did not. I went to fucking therapy. That's what happened. That's what fixed it. I went to therapy. You didn't fix my anxiety by telling me to get over it.
I moved away for a year and a half. It sorted itself out. I just figured.
I'm heated.
Uh-oh.
I'm mad.
Back to driving. Christian's driving Erica crazy tonight.
Am I right? Fucking is. You guys want to know what marriage is like?
No.
Get a load of this guy.
Marriage is like Kylo Ren punching a wall. Am I right, ladies?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
A Marriage Story.
Correct.
Reference. Hit Netflix original.
But his name isn't Kylo Ren in that movie.
Yes, it is. His middle name is Adam Driver.
That's a...
And he was Adam driving Scarlett Johansson crazy. Okay, so the fact that he's like sitting here like she's having panic attack and like she has really bad anxiety, but she just needs to get over it and just drive is insane. But also, she can't just be like, yeah, you need to have your whole schedule revolve around me 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On an optional, like, like a hobby thing where it's like you don't need to be doing that dance and it's, class.
The problem too is like it does. It takes him 40 minutes to get there and back. So it's like the time it takes him to drive there is the same time as the class. So it's like that's just 2 hours that you can't do anything with.
Or he could just find something to do.
Yeah, he could just join the dance class, be a supportive partner.
Like, what if he doesn't like dance?
And then he can fucking learn. Get over it.
Oh, it sounds like she could just learn to drive and get over it, Josh, by that logic.
Really, ultimate like concession here is if she just found a friend in the dance class that can help out.
That does seem like the perfect move here.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a relationship expert, but like...
I don't know. I feel like everyone sucks here because...
Yeah.
I definitely, I understand where he's coming from. He doesn't want to, keep perpetuating her fears and perpetuating her anxiety. Like, she does need to make an effort to better herself in that aspect. But at the same time, I also get where she's coming from, where, like, when something triggers an anxiety, attack or a panic attack, you don't want to continue doing that. So why would you ever put yourself in that situation where it makes you uncomfortable? But if you want to continue doing something you love, and you don't want to fight with your partner, like it's iffy.
I say break up with him and find herself a man that goes auga auga. Whenever they say, "Hey, can you drive me to dance class?"
Yeah,
I don't think that's the solution. I don't think they need to break up.
What if this?
I just think they need to maybe each individual, especially her, maybe go to therapy.
What if that would be the best call? She needs to find a man that. It doesn't say humana, 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 awooga, awooga. She needs to just find a man that'll open the door, car door for her. I think that's the biggest step here.
I almost said chauvinist. A true chivalrous man. Weird how chivalrous and chauvinistic are such close words.
You're Sean Connery.
Yeah. What if instead of breaking up, they break dance?
I mean, that...
As in, break her dance recitals off. You can no longer leave the house. This is Kevin Bacon Footloose, baby. Why doesn't he just move to Kevin Bacon's Footloose town? And then
I was
golden?
Also trying to think of a Footloose joke. You beat me to it.
Bikes? Ever heard of them? I guess if it's a 15-minute drive by car, it might be a pretty long bike ride.
What if it's a highly, developed city where there's a lot of stoplights, a lot of traffic?
So, like, New York City?
But a highly developed city would also have public transportation.
Not LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's like a big problem they have.
Oh, I've never been there, so
I've never been there either, but I listen to podcasts. I'm kind of an educated man about this, and I know it.
Podcasts are fucking lame.
Yeah, podcasts fucking suck.
Oh, guys.
Especially LA-based podcasts.
Yeah, if you're not based out of the cornfield in Illinois, get the fuck off our airwaves. I only listen to hyper-niche podcasts about how high the corn needs to be by the 4th of July.
Knee high, if you're wondering, but usually it's much higher than
it's
that.
It's either much higher or much lower. But
And if it's lower, that's a bad deal.
But I tell you what, come September, it's still getting harvested, so...
Excuse you, nobody harvests in September.
When do they harvest?
October, November.
Oops.
Listen, this guy's never fucking lived in Illinois in his life.
I lived in Wisconsin for 1 year.
They have corn there, too.
That gives him an out. That's actually legally gives him an out.
I actually lived in Manhattan for a year.
Manhattan, Illinois?
It was Manhattan, Illinois, but it kind of sounds better. Because I sort of live in this, city where, it was super developed. So, a car ride sort of took 15 to 20 minutes, but a walk was, maybe 10.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stoplights, a lot of traffic, mm-hmm. a lot of stop and go.
Yeah. I think everybody sucks in this story, including the three of us.
I think I'm pretty good. it is definitely an interesting, because he could just handle it better. If this story was exactly the same, but he was, his only point was, I just can't do it. It's punching too much into my time to but to handle her anxieties. But the way he's just and she keeps freaking out when she's driving, I don't get it. That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, he needs to figure his game plan out here. Do you guys feel that?
Can we just talk about one? I assume when this happened, if he went out for a year or so, you guys were teenagers?
Oh, no, I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, okay. Well, this man is 35 years old.
Yeah.
So at that point,
30.
Was I thinking of the other story? He's an old man. So he should fucking have it figured out by now.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Agreed. Yeah. Everybody should go to therapy. It does wonders.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably go to therapy. Except me, dude. This thing's freaking solid, bro. I don't have to reach out to internet strangers to validate me, and I don't have to look at numbers on my phone to feel good about myself.
You don't pop an extra button down just because one person said, hey, you should pop an extra button down online?
I wouldn't. I mean,
did somebody say that?
Yeah, and they also, but they said floral print, so I kind of like went against the grain.
Bad boy.
Listen, I also like the extra button down.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually like kind of my look on like the weekends.
That's true.
I embarrassed myself going to the bar last week, and when I showed up with a button-down shirt, and then I looked down, I'm still wearing Crocs.
I forgot about that.
I got to the bar, and I went to go, like, cross my leg, and I was like, I have fucking Crocs on right now. And how did this happen?
Put down our styrofoam footwear back on the ground.
In true Illinois fashion.
I will say, I do need validation a little bit, because when you start a podcast, you think, am I a narcissist? You don't really know, right? Because it's like, of course I want people to listen to just me talk for an hour, right? Over anybody else.
We've noticed.
And I think, no, I'm fine. I'm a well-adjusted person. And then I like did this power play, this absolute fucking power play, where I forgot my phone case about 8 feet away from me when we were working out yesterday. And I just said, fuck it. I'm better than the average human. I'm not going to drop my phone for 2 days. And so my phone screen's cracked as shit. It's not.
But absolutely spiderwebbed right now.
So I am better. I do think I'm better, at least subconsciously, than everybody.
See, I always tell you guys that I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And I say it out loud, but like, I don't actually think I'm better than you.
No, I don't either.
I feel like I'm a piece of shit.
We all have absolute imposter syndrome.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, not me.
My name is imposter, actually.
In a way.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like just legally on when you got married, you changed it to Imposter Kleckner.
Yeah.
Sus, am I right, guys?
Mm-hmm. It's Imposter Erica Kleckner.
We got an imposter among us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm mad about that joke.
Let's see how we feel about it on the other side of this break. Hopefully with ads. Bye. Rick wants to rick some yak over here. Nah, we're back. I mean, from the break.
It's just like a quick
yik yak riff from Rick. That gif. We're back from the break, guys. Let's talk about yik yak. It's back. Hopefully it's on Android. I really want it to be back on Android.
I can't wait.
Listen, yik yak in small towns,
a horrible.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
First of all, I was the first one in a 5 mile radius to get on the app.
Yeah. You're the only yakker.
I was the only yakker.
Yeah, me and Erica, like, so I was back, like, we need to get this for the podcast. There's got to be gold on there. And we downloaded it like 2 days after it came out, and it literally was like, oh, congratulations. You're the first person to get Yik Yak in this area. That's, it's like, huh.
I feel like I shouldn't say congratulations. I should say that sucks for you.
So, the very first Yik Yak that comes up when I open the app. Who pen 15? I got a jerk to get some PU $$ Y around here, and the comment is your mom's.
Horrible.
He's got a jerk.
Whose dick do I got a jerk to get some pussy around here?
So he has to jerk off.
They're bisexual.
Okay.
The next one is slinging dick in the dementia ward. Hashtag winning.
I hope that's not a worker. I hope that's a patient.
That is just, that's an elderly person at the nursing home.
With like, Yik Yak.
He's at one end of the facility. He's like, I'm about to hit up that dementia hall right quick.
Dementia like, ward's my favorite D&D spell.
It's all like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In this area, it's all 12-year-olds. But like the one for Carbondale.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeted a screenshot that said, just ran through Mae Smith naked, which is one of the dorms.
Oh, I thought there was a person.
No. And then the very next Yik Yak was, just saw somebody run through Mae Smith naked.
Yeah.
And they were back to the back. And I was like, man, I miss my college days. I miss my college Yik Yak time.
That was a...
I never had the app then, though.
That happened, like, recently you saw that?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Oh God, Yik Yak on college campus is just so.
That's
fucking bad.
I feel like that's what it's meant for.
Yeah, but it also got banned on college campuses, right? So.
Yeah, but like in rural areas,
Yik Yak even
fucking
worse.
Sucks. It's not worth my time or my memory on my phone.
Maybe it'll get better, guys. Find where we live and come yak some yiks.
Please don't.
Yeah, no. Use that title to dox us and kind of find a 5-mile area away from us.
Just stop every 5 miles across here to cross.
And somebody has the audacity on our 5-mile radius to say, damn, Yik Yak is rowdy out here. No, it's not.
Well, I mean, that person's about to hit up the dementia ward. That's
to be
pretty
fair,
rowdy.
That person's Yik Yak is about to be heard by roughly 20,000 people.
Where the party at? Bingo, bango, chingmichanga.
It's fucking Deadpool. Okay, all right, guys, let's get to the meat of the Circle Dirge. The good jokes that I wrote. Guys, Circle Dirge, we like to take a break from the internet stories and dirge around the circle. Of course, hopefully by the time this episode's out, we'll have merch coming out. We'll have a Patreon.
Let's hope so.
We've got our podcast.
Let's hope so.
We're hopefully pushing ads. And of course, we don't just want to be a podcast. We want to be a freaking brand.
We're trying to get that lifestyle branding.
We're going to become influencers.
So Christian did some podcast spinoffs. So I decided to take it unto myself to do some website spinoffs. Okay, we're taking it back to 2007 Yahoo GeoCities style.
Okay.
I have never heard of that.
You didn't have to make a GeoCities website for like a keyboarding class?
GoDaddy, please reach out to us. We're trying to.
What is GeoCity?
It was just like a free URL that you could like generate to like make your own website.
Oh, okay.
It was back when Yahoo was like a competitor in the marketplace. All right, so these are just some spin-off sites that, based on us. You ready?
Yeah.
First one, RickyFeet.com.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like it.
So it's like WikiFeet. Okay, are we familiar with WikiFeet?
No.
So WikiFeet has pictures of famous people's feet, and then people rate them based on how nice their feet are.
Oh, I don't like this already. I've got bad feet, you
now,
guys.
Now, this is RickyFeet. So it's like WikiFeet, but opposite. So people send in their feet pictures, and Erica rates them riddle piggies.
I mean, I'll do it, but I did not like that sentence.
How much money would it take for you to rate per riddle piggy?
$5 a foot.
Wow. So like if somebody wants both their feet, it'd be 10.
Yeah.
Would you maybe do like eight for two? Like
It depends. Are you missing any toes? Do you have extra toes? Do you have a bunion?
Is that more or less? TBD.
DM me and find out.
No, don't.
All right. Payment first, though, bros.
What'd you say?
Also,
payment first, bros, or I won't rate those toes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Erica's buying into it. She's going toes fucking deep. All right.
I don't like that.
The next one, ChristianDingle.com. So it's like a dating site like Christian Mingle. But instead of the website asking questions about, like, your personality and, like, your likes and dislikes, it matches you based on your BM quality and quantity.
Hmm.
And the tagline's going to be, get married based on your dingleberry.
Okay.
So we're going to start a dating site. Tell us your BMs and get some DMs.
You got some pretty good taglines for this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dating pool shit. All right, next one. Next one. Josh.0.
Okay.
So it's just me reacting to unfunny 2010 bits from Tosh.0 that didn't age well.
Okay.
Alt. This is from Aurora. This is Aurora's contribution to Josh.0. Alternatively, it's just me doing math. I don't get it. That's what she really wanted me to put that in there.
Yeah.
Real
Khan
Academy.
That's much better, actually.
It's much better. Yeah. Yeah, it's like Khan Academy, but I just like do a poor job explaining factorials.
I actually don't quite remember how to do long division, but it's probably
either.
Close enough.
The funny part is I tutored math for 2 years, so I do know how to do long division.
I genuinely don't remember long division.
Is long division just division? Like, I see people say, like, this is long division. I'm like,
what's short division?
Yeah.
And don't you dare say it's Josh division.
Well, I wasn't going to.
That's average division.
Yeah.
Slightly average. Below average division.
Okay. You ready for the next one? This is, and I'm sorry, it's going to get caught. It's going to get stuck in your head. 1-877 cars for Ricks. Okay. So it's like 1-877 cars for kids, right? But
never heard of that.
1-877 cars for kids.
Nope.
Well, it's like a bunch of 10-year-olds playing Pink instruments.
It's like that's like 2005 commercial.
People, no, you're going to get canceled just for not having heard that.
Did you not watch the WB as a child? This feels like a channel that would have that.
That's like strictly a Chicagoland thing.
I think it broadcasted across the country, but it was based out of Chicago.
Are you thinking of WGN?
Oh, that's what I was thinking too. But...
So that's a Chicago-based thing.
But I think it goes through, it's like syndicated Thriller.
Hmm.
Like other people have seen the WB. 187.
Oh, okay. So this is 1-877 cars for Ricks. So normally cars for kids is you would donate your car for poor kids to get.
Okay.
Okay.
Kids can't drive.
Poor kids can. They got to get to their dance lessons.
So, wait, she was 30 years old.
She's a kid at heart. She had a young spirit. This is a website that tells you how many of a car you would need to trade in exchange for one Erica.
Okay.
So, for example, I did some math, Josh Poino style. In America,
I hate you.
It's estimated to be about $129,000 for one quality year of life, which really fucking tells you something when the median salary is like $34,000. Erica's 27. Life expectancy in America for a woman, 81 years. So she's one third of the way there. That's 50.
Ooh, that feels bad.
Listen, you're also 27.
Well, it's shorter for men. So that's 54 years left. 54 times 129,000, that's roughly $7 million. 2011 Toyota Camry, something you might want to get rid of, with 100,000 miles. A pretty conservative estimate there. That's 860 Camrys for one Ricky.
That's a pretty good deal for that's one it? Ricky.
860 Camrys?
That's a pretty good
you
deal.
You can drive one a day and it lasts 2.5 years.
I feel like I would love to be worth 860 Toyota Camrys.
Well, men are definitely worth less than women.
Oh, fuck. I'm not even worth a Camry.
What's a $7 million car?
McLaren.
Two McLarens stocked on top of each other. The Tesla in the middle.
I'll take that.
For one Ricky? You don't get to drive them.
You can kill me right now.
Just, that's it.
I don't even need the car.
All right, last one. You ready? This is AskSheesh.com.
Okay.
So it's like AskJeeves.com, which for all you Zoomers out there, was a search engine that was better than Google.
Better than Google. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
So it's Ask, and for some reason, teachers at school didn't let you use it. You had to use Dogpile.
Well, that's because that was like a compiler of search engines.
Literally all of them are. All of them have that functionality.
Not back in the day.
Okay. AskSheesh.com. So it's a search engine where every result is just an audio file of three white millennials saying sheesh on a podcast.
Sheesh!
So you'd Google like Afghan-U.S. relations explained, and it was just
sheesh!
Very accurate.
I mean, yeah, it's not wrong. That's the thing about Jeeves and Sheesh is that they're never wrong in or about themselves or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
They only bring you the right answers at all times.
What was that one where you, like, text?
That was Cha-Cha. That was Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha.
Yep.
Yo, fuck Cha-Cha.
Real smooth.
You want to hear a real embarrassing story?
As soon as you admit that real smooth was a great joke.
Jesus Christ.
You want to hear a real embarrassing story? I was on a podcast with my wife, and we said the phrase cha-cha, and she went real smooth and wanted like the whole podcast to laugh at it.
But... We need to stop production to praise you on a joke.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to get everything clear here.
Mm-hmm. We'll put that in the editor's notes. I will make sure to add in applause.
Thank you.
So, real embarrassing story.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Mom, dad, turn off the fucking podcast.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I was probably in eighth grade, ninth grade or so, had gotten my first cell phone.
Okay.
Didn't really know. It was a flip-flown Kyocera brand.
Mm-hmm.
I was a boy, thought porn was cool. So, of course, I go on my phone, download fucking probably picture of boob.com.
Porn.com?
I don't know. So I was like looking at porn. I'm like, this shit's fucking great. This, I'm on top of the
Yo,
world.
Yo, this shit be bussin'.
We get a phone bill back. Of course, this is when like, this is gonna sound ancient to Zoomers. You could only send like 100 text messages a month, and it included incoming text messages. Yeah. So people would like get pissed if you texted them. And we also obviously had way smaller data plans. So phone bill comes in, it's like $180 extra dollars of data. And my dad's like, Josh, what the fuck were you doing? And me, quick on my feet as always, I said, I was texting Cha-Cha questions, and they must charge you when they text you back. Hook, line, and fucking sinker.
They believed it?
I guess so. We'll see.
They definitely believed it. They definitely didn't look at the bill and saw every single website and just like,
Boob.com. Twoboobs.com. Hotgirlboobs.com. Josh is totally a boob guy. So yeah, there's my embarrassing story about Cha-Cha.
I hated Cha-Cha. I felt like by the end of it, they were just giving you such dog shit answers that it's like, what qualifies you to have this job? So other person on the other end of Cha-Cha.
When I was like a freshman in high school, I was like, I should just get a job like answering questions for Cha-Cha, because it was literally just if you could ask Jeeves the information.
Yeah, because it's all it was. At that time, people would probably be Googling it, but
I was ask Jeevesing it. And at that point, it was just called Ask.com.
That's why Ask Jeeves didn't catch on.
Well, they changed it to Ask.com, but by that point, it was already dead.
It was just, it was fucking ass. Sorry.
What the fuck, Erica? That's the most rude thing you've ever done to me, is laugh at that joke. And then when I make a quality fucking banger of a joke over here, you just give me dead eyes and boo.
You have to marry her for her to laugh at your jokes. It's a really big commitment.
I mean, I do think Christian's the funniest person I've ever met in my life, so.
Wow.
Editor's note on that one. We'll cut that out.
To be fair, you're much funnier off the pod.
Oh, no.
That's so rude. Yeah, when you try to be funny, it's sad to me.
It really doesn't land at all.
Kidding. All right, guys. This was a listener-submitted Reddit story. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So this was sent in from a guy, says, or from a person, hello, big fan of the pod. I've binged it all. Found something you'd get a kick out of, especially Erica. Spelled incorrectly, but that's okay.
Is it one we're going to have to delete later because it's controversial? Or
yes, it's entirely about...
Don't name drop.
I didn't.
What's your second favorite show?
Psych.
It's about
for
fucking
sure, Psych.
Tony.
It's about
Anthony.
Gus.
What's the actor's name?
Tony Anthony.
Anthony.
His name's Sean in the show.
Sean Anthony.
No.
I'll recognize the name when you say it.
James Roday.
Julie Hill. I lied to you. Did not recognize those names.
Fantastic.
Timothy Amundsen.
Stop. We're in legal.
He was in Supernatural, just so you know.
Wow.
He was Kane.
He was Kane.
I would have watched it if I was able. Am I the asshole for telling another gym member to wear a bra?
Depends.
Well, no, he's asking if they would wear a bra.
And I'm saying that they should probably wear Depends.
Because you got to be shitting me right now?
Yeah.
I, 25 female, fucking hate wearing bras.
We all do, honey.
They're uncomfortable.
Preach.
Constricting. And expensive.
Correct.
With work from home, I spent the last year and a half basically never wearing a bra and used to it. Quite frankly, my boobs are non-existent anyways. This is a very boob-focused episode.
Just like I like it.
Am I a conservative? Am I a boob guy?
Ooh.
I recently started going to the gym again and started working out braless. I should note that up until now, no one has ever pointed out anything wrong with me not wearing a bra. However, in the middle of a set of squats, yes, mid-squat, a guy comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder to get my attention, and tells me that my nipples are poking through my shirt.
Why?
It would happen if you're wearing a bra anyways.
Why? Why do men have to comment on women's bodies? Shut the fuck up and mind your own goddamn business.
Do I know why? He sells why. It's a totally legit answer.
Is it, though?
I get really irritated because why the fuck is this guy staring at my nipples in the first place?
Correct.
And then stopping me mid-set to inquire?
Correct.
I get really annoyed. Try to finish my set. But then this fucker literally grabs the bar as I ascend and re-racks it for me. He claimed it looked like I was having trouble with the last rep, and that he had come over to make sure I could do it, then noticed my nipples.
Fuck that man.
I'm really fucking pissed off at this point.
Yes, honey, and I told me him too.
I didn't need his help finishing my set, and why the fuck was he looking at my chest in the first place? He said he was going to spot me, but then noticed my chest and thought it'd be inappropriate.
You should not just be going spotting a stranger, especially if they're of a different sex than you. Like, it's very creepy.
Mind your own fucking business.
Be like everyone else in the gym and just rather get crushed to death by the weight than correct. Get a spot.
When that barbell is around my neck and I'm on the ground, then you can help me.
But don't fucking comment on her tits, because they will be
don't
hard.
Even look at me otherwise.
Erica does enjoy autoerotic asphyxiation, so she will be horned up by that shit.
I'm super into being crushed.
It's not my thing. Go on.
I pointed out that the safety bar was set, so even if I did fail the set, he wasn't needed. But he just insisted people at gyms look out for each other, and that going forward, I should probably wear a bra so other people wouldn't get uncomfortable, and that it may help me stay more balanced in my squats.
That's not how boobs work.
This dude's just got, he's just imagining anime boob physics, just like flowing more fluidly than water.
I'm pissed.
Oh, it's not done yet. Oh, I'm literally the only girl at the weight section of the gym at the moment, and other guys who are squatting and failed sets never have to worry about this shit. I've seen guys fail multiple sets in a row, and no one ever rushes to their aid. Yep. But I have a very slight pause, and everyone thinks I need rescuing. Christian, you can relate to that. Christian has a very bad sticking point at the bottom of his squat.
Yeah.
So, Erica, you could relate to the, like, sexualization, like, unnecessary sexualization and, like, the harassment and, like, you know, being uncomfortable in a gym because you're a woman. Because
I'm a woman.
And Christian just sort of has a bad sticking point in his squat.
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, we both kind of get where she's coming from.
Mm.
I mean, and we both also, all three of us from the, us two and the lady from the story, we'd rather be crushed to death and even attempt to have a spot given to us.
Honestly, just never let a stranger interact with me ever, and I'm okay with it. So I'm now really annoyed and also kind of uncomfortable at this guy I've never spoken to in my life, thinks he's helping me, and then has the audacity to tell me how to dress. So I tell him, you have bigger boobs and nipples than I do. Maybe you should wear a bra so people won't get uncomfortable and you won't fail your squats. He then got really defensive, saying he was just trying to help, and then called me a bitch. Honestly, I'm not sure if I overreacted, but I'm still kind of pissed off, so maybe that's clouding my judgment. Am I the asshole?
No. Fuck that man. Fuck him. Not literally. He doesn't deserve you. But fuck that man.
No, This is mean, dude. He's got gyno going on after doing all of his steroids, doing all of his
gynecomastia. SARMs. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's like man boobs.
Yep.
That you get from doing steroids.
Gynecomastia, huh? Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
It's also, there's an ancient Egyptian pharaoh that had gynecomastia.
King Tutankhamun.
Was it him?
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude was all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called inbreeding, folks.
Have like Marpan syndrome too?
Yes.
Marzipan, like the sweet?
Yeah.
I think it is I gotta Google it. I did like a whole report on this and I can't even remember.
And maybe Lincoln did too.
I think it's Marfan.
More like King Tutankhamun, am I right?
Marfan
Man
syndrome.
Boobs.
Got his ass.
Got that ancient Egyptian ass. Got that ruling class ass. 2,000 years later. 3,000. I don't know. When did King Tutankhamun die? Was it in the
6,000 BC?
Was it before the King Tutankhamun era?
Shut the fuck up.
Edit to add. I'm not sure if people think I'm walking around and it's extremely obvious my nipples are showing. I actually really hate constricting clothes. My t-shirt size is small, my t-shirt size is extra small, but I wear a size large to the gym and pretty much everywhere else, and you can't tell my stomach from my chest. My nipples might have been showing a little more while squatting because I was wearing a lifting belt. So this person's wearing loose.
It doesn't matter what she's wearing.
That is correct, but that just goes and points out the bigger fact of, like, this dude had no fucking grounds to be anywhere near this person.
Also, yeah. King Tut died in 1323 BC.
Oh, I thought you were about to say AD. I was about to shit myself. But the date really depends.
I'm fucking heated, boys. Like,
yeah.
I'm so mad.
We're going to get canceled again on TikTok by all the dude bros in our comments, but, like, fuck them.
The weightlifting bros?
Maybe because I'm wearing an NFL jersey.
They won't know. Their heads will just fucking explode.
Although there's a non-zero chance they'll think this is a Odell Beckham Jr. jersey, so... Ooh. Because the Giants and the Colts kind of look similarly, and they both wear 13. This is a T.Y. Hilton jersey, in case you were uninitiated.
Why do we hate Odell Beckham Jr.?
People just... Dude bros hate Odell Beckham Jr.
Why?
Because he's a flamboyant, successful black man. Oh. So
isn't he like the best dressed in the NFL or something like that?
Odell's got swag. He's got some issues. I'm not gonna sit here and say he's a perfect guy, but I mean, he's a big personality, and a lot of white males don't like big personality black people. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., Cam Newton, trying to think of other ones off the top of my head. Von Miller. Really, sure. Really crazy good athletes.
You could literally make up a name right now and I would believe you.
How about Corn Elder?
That's probably an NFL player.
That is an NFL player, correct.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to name a Browns player or what?
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa.
It's my boy.
Anthony Walker.
Also my boy.
Was on the Colts last year.
Ah, shit. Never mind. He's not my boy.
But now he's on the Browns.
That's my boy.
thoughts?
On the Browns?
Still heated?
They're going to fucking get it this year.
Get what?
The playoffs.
16-0, baby.
They're gonna get
mark my fucking words.
Did you say 16-0? Yeah. There's 17 games in a season now.
Yeah.
Wait, so ask us this happen?
This season.
Ask us after game 16.
After week 17?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We know how football works.
Mm-hmm. Guys, listen. This is a call to action. It's going to be too late. Actually, it won't be too late by the time this episode comes out. I might not have a fantasy football league this year.
The absolute travesty.
This is Josh spends all year looking forward to this.
I literally listen to a podcast, which I know I hate podcasts, but
the worst.
A fantasy football podcast year round. And if I wasted literally 200 hours of my life listening to this the last year, I'm going to be sad.
Do you want me to see if you can get on my mom's fantasy football league?
Yeah.
I might be embarrassed for you.
It's based out of Wisconsin, though.
Doesn't matter.
I
could probably get you in.
You should ask for Josh. He literally might.
No,
I'm texting Tasha right now.
He's
going
to be on an impressive episode.
No. It's fine. I need something to drive me to be better.
So not being in a league?
Yes, because that means I don't have enough friends.
Bro, just start your own league.
Shit.
I don't have enough friends. He just said that.
I'm not doing it.
I literally have one friend, and Christian's so adverse to losing money that he wouldn't even do a $5 buy-in.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
I would rather just give you $5.
I mean, that's what's going to end up at the end of the season anyway.
It's going to be too much effort on my part rather than just giving you $5.
If you need a second person, I will join a league with you.
Well, man. In the home league this is not interesting information. In the home league that is potentially getting disbanded, we only need 4 more people.
Okay, count me in.
But then just like do all the work for him. So you're basically like,
that's
two?
Called collusion.
I'll do.
I'm not
can
a cheater.
Can I just use like a algorithm to like pick out my players for me?
That's what some people do, and it works.
Sounds like it'd work for me.
It's a stardom every week.
I don't know what that means.
So guys, we're gonna have a listener submission. So please send in a sound. Of course, you can send in sounds or listener submissions to our Instagram DM. That's judgiespod on Instagram, JUDGIES, or judgiespod@gmail.com. So please send in a sound. Of course, we try to involve you listeners. It doesn't have to be a random fucking cat meowing. It doesn't have to be a random fucking screech. It can be a song. It can be a dance. It can be pants. I don't give a shit.
Listener submission.
It could be that for all I give a rat's ass. Just something.
Josh is really
pissed. We put in literally minutes of work for this show, and the least you could fucking do is listen to us, support us, be a supportive listener, like
Joshua,
interact with our stuff on Instagram and Twitter.
You need to calm down.
And send in a few freaking things.
You need to calm down.
So I know I've been the ire of this. I've just been vamping the whole time. And here's our listener submitted sound.
This is this week's sound.
Now do you understand why I was angry, Erica?
Awooga, awooga.
Now let's get into the story. Guys, ready for the last story?
Yeah, I hope we cut out a lot of that.
I don't.
Nobody gives a shit about football.
Guys, Fantasy Football League, email us, judgiespod@gmail.com, about Fantasy Football League.
Please don't.
We have to have 9 listeners who like Fantasy Football, right? This is from a listener. Can we get a name, Erica, of a female?
Louise.
Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Christian, can we get a fucking dude?
What's like a really cool dude name?
Mike.
I mean, is this dude gonna be cool?
Yeah, very cool.
Let's say like Chris.
Louise and Chris. Hey, am I the asshole for taking things too seriously?
Probably.
So I've been working at my current job for about a year now. One of my coworkers, who is a year younger than me, Chris, has been really getting on my nerves.
Let's change his name. let's go with Mark.
It's a small store, and there are no managers. Only two bosses who oversee the store. Now, Wednesdays are the day I typically clean the store. My coworker decided to name Wednesdays Sexist Wednesdays, and will follow me around the store making sexist comments. Such as, quote, you finally found your place behind a vacuum. And, quote, keep cleaning that counter, you'll find a husband that way. He's even started making these comments to me while I'm doing calls for the store. He'll come up to the phone and talk in my ear while I leave a voicemail to a client.
This is insane.
This dude fucking sucks.
A couple days ago, he tossed a steak knife at my head with no warning.
The fuck?
Was that on Sexist Wednesday or was that just on like knife throwing Thursday?
Steak knife Thursday.
He said he wanted to see if I'd catch it. I lifted my arms above my head and it bounced off my forearm. It didn't leave a mark.
That's good.
I know he was just kidding, but it was a really nerve-wracking moment. He said this is all a joke and in good humor, but it's annoying nonetheless.
It's not good humor. You want good humor? You listen to the judges. That's good humor.
I mean, they do. They're a listener.
Very good point.
Unless they're a fake fan, in which case you're banned. Am I the asshole for not getting the joke? I want to talk to my boss about this, but I don't know if I'm just overreacting.
There's no joke there.
First of all, there's no joke there. Second of all, when are you ever the asshole for not getting a joke?
It's my first job, and I really don't want to cause any drama or issues.
He's causing the drama.
Yeah.
And all of the issues.
What kind of a joke is throwing a fucking knife? What are they, Sideshow Bob?
Wonderful. Got his ass. Brilliant joke.
What the freaking heck, dude? You literally could have killed her. Literally could have killed her.
Blinded her.
Blind, like bleeding out on the floor, knife in neck.
What if it went right into her ear hole?
Quick maim.
And then she'll never get jokes because she can't hear it. It could have been bleeding out on the floor and she would still be like, did I not get the joke? I'm not laughing hard enough, am I?
That's what I feel like more women just need to ask men, can you explain the joke to me?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't get it.
It really stops them in their track.
You threw a knife at my head. Can you tell me how that's funny? I don't understand.
Well, like the fear for your life is like kind of humorous to me. Mm. You get it now? Mm. Do you get?
Mm-hmm. I love too, because like I actually just thought of this like today. I saw some. Who's the guy who does? He's the comedian who
Howie
does.
Howie Mandel.
Yes, I'm gonna try to cancel Howie Mandel currently.
It's not gonna be hard.
Is he a bad guy?
Oh, I don't know. Have you seen his TikToks?
I thought he was like kept clean of everything.
Oh, they're so cringy.
Yes, they are cringy. That's for damn sure. like when I see him, I'm like, no deal, buddy. That's a bad deal.
That's a bad deal.
I think this is so funny. Like I thought of this today because I saw a thing on TikTok where because straight white dudes are so fucking pressed about like cancel culture and being PC, they have to defend shit fucking jokes because they have to be like, bro, you can't even fucking take a joke anymore. And they like, that's always their response. And it's like, what's the fucking joke? The joke is that an Asian person can't speak proper English because they learned it as a second language. That's the fucking joke. You're going to defend that as, bro, people are too fucking sensitive these days. Throwing a knife at someone's head, potentially killing them. Like, you just can't take a fucking joke, dude.
No, dude, stand-up comedy is an art form, and making fun of Asian people for having English as their second language is super hilarious and a work of art.
And it's so fun, because the jokes that always get defended are not original. One, they're not funny. Two, they're not original. And, like, it's never, like, it's like they look at a quote-unquote controversial comedian, like someone who's really successful at it, like Dave Chappelle or... there's like another really like controversial but successful comedian.
Bill Burr. Yeah.
Bill Burr, right. And but when they do it, for the most part, and obviously they have some things about him, but when like Bill Burr does his comedy and it's quote unquote controversial, it's done with nuance and like a little bit of class, and like it's never laughing at a thing, it's done in a such a way. But then they all they hear is like, oh, I'm laughing because they said black person.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing because of the joke part of it.
They don't ever get further than like surface level
yeah.
on the joke. They're just like, no, he made the joke so I can also make this joke. It's like, well, he kind of looked into it and like had a deeper take than just, yeah, like.
So I feel like that's what this guy would be like, where it's like, please explain the joke.
Yeah.
My my coworker slash friend dyed her hair purple slash blue.
Indigo
slash pink.
Indigo slash magenta. Pink.
She was violet? She was one short of the bi flag, and she was like, "Fuck! I should have dyed all three of them. I forgot." But what
is it like split color? I don't understand what you mean.
Like she had two of the colors of the bi flag, and she's like, "Oh, I should have just added the third color."
Is she bi?
I'm not gonna divulge that information on the podcast.
Okay.
It's not my information to share.
That's more than fair.
So, anyway, our boss's boss comes walking through, and he gives her the old, like, oh boy, you're going to change that hair soon, huh? And she's just like, what? And it's like, and that's the, that would have been like a perfect moment to be like, please explain if that was a joke, please explain how that's a joke. Like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Like, why does it matter? Why does it matter if their hair is any color?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't
does
know.
Does that
do you
affect
guys...
her job performance in any way, shape, or form?
She wasn't a good employee no. before it is the thing.
I don't know if you guys like know this about comedy, but having to explain a joke like ruined, makes yeah. it lose all of its humor. So like even if I did explain it to you, like it wouldn't be funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, speaking of not being funny, let's fucking wrap up the episode.
When have we ever been funny?
Guys, please leave us reviews about how funny we are on Apple iTunes. We're trying to chart this shit up to the top.
I'm trying. We need to get past 20, guys. Let's set a goal for us. Let's get past
1.
Well, I don't know how the number one spot, they haven't moved in 6 days.
Schmitty Werberman Jensen's podcast?
Every hour we move by about 15 positions, so I don't know how they've stayed in number one for continuous days now.
Probably because they're a massive podcast, like a giant influx of...
I don't know how we're on the list, because we are minuscule.
We're not minuscule.
It's great. I love it. Keep it up, listeners.
But yes, please send that in, Judgy's Pod, on Apple Podcasts. And Erica, where can they find us on social media?
We've got like literally all the socials, you guys. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Judgy's Pod, JUDGIES. Literally just Google Judgy's Pod and we'll fucking find it.
And if you got a story, send that bad boy into us. That's at judgiespod@gmail.com, JUDGIES Pod@gmail.com.
And if you want more content where we read listener submissions exclusively, head on over to our Patreon. You don't have to give money, but we'd appreciate if you did. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
The judges love you. Bye.